Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out. He threw him a changeup in the zone. And Terang strikes out. That's daring. 2-2, Monasterio strikes out swinging on that down and in splinker. Four strikeouts for Skeens. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, strike three call. Back doored him. Six strikeouts for Skeens through the first 10 batters. What's Skeens got here? Here's a 2-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Inside fastball. 10 strikeouts for Paul Skeens. Here's a 1-0 to Freeland. Swinging a bouncer on to third. Hayes gloves. Throw to first. Got him. Seven no-hit innings for Paul Skeens in Milwaukee. On this Thursday afternoon, the all-star rookie of the Pirates getting applause from the Brewers fans. That's how well he has pitched today.
That's how good it sounded. That's how good it went. That's how great things were going in Milwaukee yesterday. Then we get to the eighth inning. Seven innings. No hit ball, one walk, no runs allowed, 11 strikeouts, everything moving along for Paul Skeens, and he just continues to shove. We get to the eighth inning. Colin Holderman's on the mound, not Paul Skeens. And you can almost hear the reaction. You can almost hear the buzz in the air from when that happened. And I'm not talking about in Milwaukee. I'm talking about here in Pittsburgh. Should Paul Skeens have pitched in the eighth inning? We're going to talk about it for a good while today. Josh Taylor in for Joe Starkey on the Joe Starkey Show, 93.7 The Fan. Really excited to be back. It's been a good minute since I've been around here. A lot going on, both on the TV side and also on the family side. So the opportunities I'm in here and few and far between, but it's good to be back. Got Austin Bechtold on the ones and twos, man. Like, by the way, how many shows have we done together? It's not many.
Not too many.
If I can think of it at all.
About three or four, I think.
Yeah, if that. Because you started out on weekends and then you had to, you know, get all important and shoot up and start doing weekdays and stuff and disappear from us weekend guys. But yeah, it's good to be back doing it again with you, brother.
Yeah, great working with you, man. It's always a good time.
Absolutely. And for the record, and let's break this down now. Here's a rundown of what's happening on today's show presented by JP Roofing and Siding. We will hear from Austin at noon with the Bechtold breakdown. He's got some fun stuff that we're going to talk about. NCAA football 25 fans. We got you. We're going to get into it. We got a fun topic to get into with that. But in about an hour, Ray Fittipaldo from the Post-Gazette, he's going to join us. We're 2 weeks from training camp?
That's it.
It creeps up on you, dude. It really does. Because, like, you're in mini camp. You're like, it's mini camp. It doesn't matter. Oh, you're in OTAs. You got, like, 7-8 weeks. We're 2 weeks from training camp. Like, the wheels are turning now. So Ray Fittipaldo from the Post-Gazette will join us at 11. At noon, it's the Bechtold Breakdown. 1 o'clock, Bob Walk. Pirates broadcaster, Pirates analyst will join us at 1 o'clock. We'll talk about yesterday. I'm sure you guys have questions for Walkie as much as we do. And in about 15 minutes, we're taking your phone calls. 412-928-9370. We'll get into all of this, and I'm sure you're going to hit us up on the fan Twitter, so hit us up at 937TheFan. Brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Also, call us on the fan hotline. Same number, 412-928-9370. Presented by Sullivan Super Service. Provided trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Let's get into this now. Let's break this down. Austin, you and I were texting back and forth about this during the game as we were getting to the final here, because we were talking about, first of all, we were talking about what we wanted to talk about today. Then that answer came for us because that happened in the eighth inning. Here's where I am on this. I'm one of those people that when it comes to pitchers and how we're monitoring how many pitches they've thrown or innings they've thrown, I take it on a case-by-case basis because no two pitchers are the same, right? I'm not going to expect Mitch Keller to go as deep into a game as prime Justin Verlander did because they're not the same pitcher. Prime Justin Verlander could be at 108 pitches going into the ninth inning, and his 109th pitch in the ninth inning would be like 99 miles an hour. He's just not built like any other guy. Certain guys, you just have different rules for different people. So I'm one of those people. I'm not going to just assume every pitcher should get the same kind of opportunity. That's not where I stand. However, when you have a guy like Paul Skenes, who's doing what he's doing, both over the course of the season and in the course of that individual game, and let's break this down again, 7 innings. Struck out 11, gave up only one walk, no runs crossed the plate, and he had retired 16 guys in a row. But a little bit more added context, he only threw 6 pitches in the 7th inning. For me, that alone suggests a guy who's in control of a game. Do I think he goes the full 9 for the no-hitter? That's not on my radar. I'm only thinking 8th inning at that point. I'm also thinking about the fact, to add more context, 1-0 game on the road in Milwaukee, division opponent, team who leads the division, by the way, in a series where you've won one game and they've won one game. So now you can take the series on the road in a place where historically you didn't win very often and you can walk out with 2 out of 3. Why not go out with your best guy on the mound? And let's not get it twisted. Any day Paul Skenes is on the mound, he's your best guy. I understand. I understand that by a lot of metrics, Colin Holderman is the best reliever in baseball right now. I get that. And I understand what Aroldis Chapman does as a left-hander who can throw triple digits. That's not lost on me. But any day Paul Skenes, any day the guy wearing number 30 in black and gold's on the mound, he's your best guy. If you were on the road in a game like Milwaukee, 1-0, runs have been hard to come by, but they haven't come by any because you got your best guy on the mound, you go out with your best guy on the mound. And if you lose with your best guy, tip your hat. That's how it goes.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's how it goes. I would have put him back in for the eighth inning. Austin, you and I were talking about it. You were furious that he didn't go back in for the eighth inning.
I was not happy. And part of it is, when he was done with six, I figured, okay, he's not going to get nine.
Right.
That's just
exactly
the reality of
same.
It. But when he pitches a six-pitch inning with the weak contact that he was getting, all ground balls, you thought to yourself that he could go at least another inning. And part of me thought, he's not even approaching his number of pitches that he's thrown in a game this year.
Right.
He threw 107 against the Mets in his last start, and he threw 103 one time earlier this year.
Right.
So he was not approaching even that limit. I mean, you're talking about another eight pitches. We had a six-pitch inning right before that. At LSU, he threw over 120 pitches three times.
Yes.
He topped out at 123. And this is not a pitcher who's old, who doesn't take care of his body, and is somebody who, he's a powerful arm who seems like one of the most well-conditioned baseball players, at least for the Pirates, we've ever seen. Young 22-year-old guy with stamina for days.
And he hasn't been pitching that long. Remember, he played catcher to start out his college career, then he moved over and started pitching. So it's not like he's been doing this, you know, if he's 22, like he's been doing it since he was 12, pitching every year. And the way the travel baseball schedules go, we're not talking about your average run-of-the-mill ball player. We're talking about a guy whose path had taken several detours to get to this particular point. So it's not like his arm has had a bunch of mileage on it. You mentioned the number of pitches he's thrown at LSU. And to put context within that, when you're pitching in college, and this is why this is important, when you're pitching in college, especially in a conference like the SEC for a program like LSU, he's only going to throw once a week. He's probably going to be your Friday guy. In college baseball, for those who aren't aware, you got your Friday guy, you got your Saturday guy, you got your Sunday guy. Those are your three best pitchers that are going to start games for you, and they are going to start conference games on the weekends because during the week, you're playing non-conference games, you're playing, you know, Midwest directional state of Michigan during the week that are coming to town, and you're going to thump on them for 2 days. But you got guys in the bullpen, you got upcoming freshmen, you got dudes that might not get innings throwing those games during the week. So in college, you're throwing one game a week. So he can go 120, 130 pitches, and a college coach's not going to think twice about it because he's got the entire week to rest up and get himself ready. That being said, Paul Skenes, who's been in that position quite a few times, you'd figure he's going to know how to get himself ready from start to start, even right, if he only has 4 days rest. So it for me, it comes back around to, once again, no two pitchers are made the same. So we're not talking about your average guy who might fall apart after 100. And I thought Travis Sawchuk, longtime baseball writer, previously wrote here in Pittsburgh, he had a great point. He said, why do we always have arbitrary numbers that just kind of encompass everything? Because we know no two pitchers are the same. So why do we just assume we have to put certain numbers on certain guys when the contexts don't always match?
Well, and it's also the situation. No one had reached base since the second inning.
Yeah.
Now, I understand 61 pitches through three, not a good sign.
No,
it's and that's
not
a major reason why he was not able to finish it out. But he completely settled in and was in a groove. If it was the other way around and he threw, what, like 40 pitches or so through the first four innings and then it got to be troublesome,
right,
his control is getting to be wavy.
Because a couple Jarrett Jones starts have gone that
correct
way. Correct.
Right. Then I understand it. From the perspective of how Skenes was throwing, and I mean, Skenes talked about it after the game, and Shelton did as well, and we can hear those in a moment. Skenes seemed like, I mean, Shelton said he seemed tired, and he was starting to wear down a little bit. I don't think the velocity was dropping that much, if at all. And it was still weak contact. It's not like it was line drives to the outfield, and Milwaukee was piecing him up very well.
And that's the thing. If they're not squaring you up and they're not getting solid hit, like solid hit line drives or base hits off of you, then I'm going to think, okay, at least he's still got something left. And even if he does go in and that first hitter, like just like Colin Holderman, Colin Holderman's in, that first hitter gets a base hit, okay, fine. Have a guy ready to go. Have Holderman hot ready to go if Skeens gives up that hit. That used to be how that procedure worked.
Right.
You go out there, you give him that space, but say, hey, it's a close game. Let's have somebody ready if things go wrong.
And if it gets to the point where he finishes the eighth with 115 pitches, it's a lot more understandable. A lot more understandable.
But you're still going out on a good note. Maybe he still has no hitter in check. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he gives up a hit but still leaves with, you know, without giving up a run. It's still a good note for him to end before the All-Star break. And mind you, the calendar still times out for him to have enough rest going into the All-Star game, which he's been getting called on from all corners to start, by the way. We left that part out.
And he's only going to pitch one inning in that game, by all accounts. It's one, maybe two. Yeah. That's it. And then the Pirates, if they want, he can rest on Wednesday. He can rest on Thursday. Games resume on Friday. The Pirates could just rest him Friday, Saturday, and schedule to pitch him on Sunday. They control when they want to throw him.
It could easily be one of those, like a Pedro Martinez situation where, if let's say he goes out in the first inning and just blows everybody away. They're like, all right, let's put him back out there for the second and see where it goes. I could totally see that situation happening. But even with that scenario, this still lines up. You can get him enough rest before the All-Star game. He can throw his one inning, maybe two, and you get him enough rest after the game going into the weekend. Maybe he's your Sunday starter in that first series coming out of the break. It felt like everything just lined up to give him at least that opportunity. And let him get that opportunity. After 11 starts, hasn't he earned a little bit more rope?
I think so. And especially how they played it at the very beginning of the year, so right. Conservative to get to this point.
You'd like to think after a while, pitchers build up a certain level of trust to have that kind of rope. So,
trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.